My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's talk some college football with friend of the program, Shahan Jaraja of CBS National College Football Writer. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Shahan Jaraja. Shahan, thanks for the time, man. We're so excited for the season to begin. Where are you at, and where is the anticipation level for you now that we're, what, a little over a week and a half away from the year, officially kicking off with a bit of an appetizer this week in week zero?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's nice to go on the radio these days and not get asked about lawsuits and court cases for at least a couple of weeks. So I'm very excited for the season to start. I feel like I've said just about all I can say about a certain few programs, so I'm excited to finally see it come to fruition.
I want to ask you about some of the Big Ten teams, but we're doing also our preseason top 25 rundown, and Oklahoma is a team that's kind of on our top 25 next. What are your expectations for Oklahoma? And you're when a lot of talk about Texas, they kind of took over SEC Media Day. Oklahoma feels like they're flying somehow under the radar going to the SEC. What do you think of Oklahoma this year and what they can become with Brent Venables?
Well, I do want to set the scene a little bit for Oklahoma, which is, I mean, look, I don't think it's a huge secret, but I think with the way that last season, what people forget, Oklahoma has been the class of the Big 12 for 25 years. They won 14 of the, I think, 27 or 28 total Big 12 titles that were ever given out. Texas won 4. Like, this is the it program moving over to the SEC. But I do think that they enter the SEC at a really interesting time for them. They lose all 5 offensive linemen. That's a huge issue for them. They're starting a first-time quarterback in Jackson Arnold, someone who they're very excited about, but a lot of expectations on him. The defense, I think, is moving in the right direction, but certainly didn't reach the level that I think that Brent Venables wants it to be at in 2023. And, yeah, I mean, you look at what they're losing as well, a lot of key players at receiver, at running back, at tight end. So this is, I think, more of a transitional roster than the coaching staff expected when they were planning to enter the SEC. And for me, I think that because of that, their preseason number 16 ranking is just a little bit high. This, to me, is a transitional team in a little bit more of a rebuilding year. And the other piece, too, is that they have legitimately one of the hardest schedules in the SEC in 2024. It's going to be a huge adjustment for them. They play Alabama, of course. They play Tennessee in week 4. That's going to be a huge game for them. At Ole Miss, at LSU, at Missouri. There's a lot of landmines on this schedule. So long term, I have a lot of excitement about what this program can be, but 2024 might be a little bit of an inconsistent run.
Interesting. We were just talking, too, about pressure cookers for week one, and there's some interesting games like Miami going on the road to Florida, both coaches with big expectations and to try and win this year. Another one that's, I think, flying under the radar for week one is Penn State on the road at West Virginia, a game that was somewhat competitive last year. West Virginia is a tough place to play, and talk about expectations. Penn State has them. Where are you at on Penn State? I've seen people just completely laugh off the notion of them competing in the Big Ten. They're nowhere near Michigan, Oregon, and Ohio State. Or, some people are now picking that Drew Allers is his pop year and new coordinators. Penn State's going to do it this year. Where are you at on the Nittany Lions?
Well, I'll tell you what, they've been in such a fascinating position over, really most of the last decade, I think you could make the case, but especially over the last 3 years. It's a program that clearly has not been in the level of Ohio State and Michigan, and I think will not be in the level of Ohio State and Oregon in 2024. But with the expanded college football playoff, this is a program that I'd argue the expanded playoff was made for, because they're going to have a chance, even without that, to get in if they're a top 11 team in the power conferences, and I expect them to be that. The West Virginia game is really interesting, because when you look at Penn State, they're a team that when there's a level of line play that you need in order to beat this Penn State team, and Ohio State and Michigan have had it over the past couple of years, and essentially nobody else in the Big Ten has. I don't know that West Virginia has that level of trench play, so I think Penn State's going to be able to eventually come out with a victory in that game, but more than just a victory, I want to see them kind of debut some new stuff on the offensive side of the ball. They hired offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki away from Kansas. He's a master of misdirection. I would love to see them be just a little bit more dynamic on the offensive side of the ball and not just necessarily win, let's say, like a 14-7 ball game. I would like to see them put up some points. And so I do think that Penn State is in a good position heading into 2024. This is a key year for them with a lot of third-year players like Nick Singleton, Katron Allen, and Abdul Carter. But I do think that with the expanded college football playoff, this program's in a good position.
Sean, I'm kind of curious. Oregon's coming in. A lot of people are picking them as a dark horse to win it. People are picking them to win the Big Ten. Like, their odds are up there. They got the Heisman, co-leader at the moment. There's not a lack of juice for Oregon going into the year. A lot of people are high on the Oregon Ducks. I'm curious, for somebody who covers the scene nationally, we know Oregon has talent. What about Oregon in the Big Ten are people not talking about? Like, what is it about Oregon in regards to what the Big Ten conference is currently that people aren't talking enough about with what Oregon may be experiencing for the first time?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, I think that's a good question. And I think, Oregon was a team that has been able to dominate the trenches because of the development, not just under Dan Lanning, but I think that you could argue going back to Mario Cristobal. But it is a different kind of challenge playing in the Big Ten. This is a league where every single week you've got teams that are going to try to grind you out. I look at the schedule, right? They're at Michigan. Of course, they play Ohio State. It's going to be maybe the game of the year in college football. But then also at Wisconsin is that kind of game, right, where they're going to try to grind you out, versus Illinois is that kind of game. I think even when you look at a game like at UCLA, they've developed very well historically on the offensive line. So I think that that's going to be the piece, is how well does Oregon's trench play keep up? Now, at the same time, I feel pretty good about that going the right direction. I have Oregon as my preseason number three team. I think that they are going to be the top contender to Ohio State in the Big Ten in 2024. And I think the other piece, too, is that when you look at this roster at Oregon, I mean, there aren't very many holes. Probably the biggest one that they've had to address this offseason is in the secondary, but that's one of the benefits of playing in the Big Ten, is that you're probably not playing very many teams that are going to expose that hole, especially early. So I think that Oregon is completely ready to go heading into 2024. You know, certainly I think the most interesting question for me heading forward is going to be, okay, you know, Dan Lanning has put Oregon in a position to win so many big games, but he hasn't really gotten it done either, right? You look back 2 years ago, that game against Oregon State, the two games against Washington last year. Some of it, I think, is just statistical variance, frankly, and I think he has a chance to turn that around this year. But with a game at home against Ohio State, one of the biggest games, I would argue, in the regular season in Oregon history, and then that road game against Michigan, I really need to see them come through.
We're talking with Shahan Jaraja of CBS Sports, national college football writer. One of the other games, I think, in the first week of the season that I have no clue what to expect. I don't know if the fan bases do, and I want to know where you're at on both these programs. And I think both coaches are going into year three. That USC-LSU game on a Sunday night, USC was disappointing last year. Defensively, they were horrendous, and they wasted one of the best players we've seen in college football, and Caleb Williams couldn't get over the hump. Now Miller Moss steps in. LSU, very similar, where they have a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, but the defense is just laughably bad. And so both teams are trying to improve on that side of the ball. Where are you at on USC and LSU, both going into year three with their coaches, and what do you expect in that opening game in Vegas?
No, and I think that this is going to be a fascinating dynamic, and it's very fitting that these two coaching staffs are playing after the off seasons, right, of 2021, where basically, you know, multiple coaches were getting full Jimbo contracts. And I'd argue that for most of these programs, it hasn't necessarily worked out, not even counting a guy like Mel Tucker and what happened over there, of course. But I do think that starting with USC, they have very seriously addressed their defensive issues, right? Like, they hired a head coach of the defense in Matt Entz over from North Dakota State. They hired a defensive coordinator in De'Anton Lynn, who helped lead UCLA to being one of the top defenses in college football last season, especially against the run. They hired Aaron Donald's defensive line coach, Eric Henderson, away. They hired a coach in the secondary in Doug Belk, who was really a special coordinator at Houston before some things roster-wise fell apart. So I think that they've made the right hires. The question is going to be, one, how long will this take to come together? And two, will the head guy let it come together? Because when I look at Lincoln Riley and when I look at USC, this has been a staff that I think has been reluctant to let the defense kind of come together the way that it needs to. And some of that comes down even to things like practice habits, right? How much are they tackling in practice? How physical are these practices? Or are you trying to protect the offense? I think that some of that needs to shift in 2024. My hope is that Matt Entz, coming from North Dakota State, is the kind of guy who can make that happen. But we really don't know. And a similar story, but a different one at LSU with similar deal, right? Defensive coordinator Blake Baker comes in, ironically, a former LSU assistant who was not retained by Brian Kelly's staff back in 2022. But I think that he's a really good hire. Of course, he's a linebackers coach by trade. A big part of this is going to be, can he find a way to use Harold Perkins more effectively? But, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, it's a fascinating dynamic because your top passer, your top rusher, your top receivers are all gone. But they have maybe one of the best offensive lines in college football with two potential first-round picks at offensive tackle. So I think for me, LSU is just a little bit further along than this USC team. But a big part of this first game is going to be which team has made more progress on the defensive side of the ball and which is going to be most ready to compete in their respective conference.
Shahan, let's get you out of here with a really scorching hot take. It is sports radio. We got to give these all the time. Of teams in contention or having expectation, the coach you trust the least is who?
Oh, man. That's a really, really good question. I mean, look, I think that when you look at that top 11, 12 group, right, there's a lot of really, really good coaches, but there is a vacuum, I would say, at the top, right? Nick Saban, of course, retires. Jim Harbaugh off to the NFL. Kirby Smart is really the one guy who you maybe do trust the most when it comes to that. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I mean, I think that you have to say, relative to what this program is, I mean, Ryan Day being 1-6 in games against top five opponents, I mean, that has to change in 2024. That's just reality, right? They're going to play multiple top five teams, including Oregon potentially twice next season. They're going to have to play three or four games against top 11 opponents if they go into the college football playoff in order to win a national championship. I need to see Ryan Day against teams of similar talent level and similar stature be able to hang in these games. You go back to that game, of course, a couple years ago against Oregon, that Ohio State loses. You look back at those games over the past 3 years against Michigan. Like, his only win against the top five team was during the COVID season, and that was that college football playoff game against Clemson. So I think that that's the biggest dynamic is, can Ryan Day kind of rise to the occasion and scheme it up against a team that's equally talented?
Damn, is your phone okay? Because I think you just gave a scorching take. I love it.
I'm sure everybody in Columbus
I know
will...
what y'all are doing. Yeah. Y'all wanted the thing, man. Y'all wanted the thing.
I'm sure everybody in Columbus will handle another loss to Michigan very level-headedly, and they won't freak out at all.
I didn't
know
that was his record against top five. That's
I didn't either.
Bad.
He's okay against that's top 10, bad. But top five, yeah, different. The three in a row against Michigan as well. Shahan, J.R. Raja, one of our favorites, national college football writer, CBS Sports. Go give him a follow on Twitter. Shahan, thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. I'm with you. I'm like almost fed up with previewing. I'm just ready for football to be here. Thankfully, it's soon, and thanks for the time, man.
Yeah, looking forward to an Ireland game to kick us off this week. Thanks for having
That's
me.
That's right. Shahan J. Raja, good stuff from him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.